Hello, everybody. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everybody. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy here for the Lisa. Are you ready for this? The Pisces full moon lunar eclipse, which is coming 2 weeks after the solar eclipse in Leo. So this is very exciting.
Yes, it is. Yeah, this is going to be a down and dirty because both of us are facing eclipse challenges. This eclipse is hitting me right on my Mercury Pluto. So it's like, hello. Yeah. And I've got a computer that's going downhill fast, and you've got your own challenges. So
Well, yeah, I was just
maybe.
going to say, as a Pisces rising, I've been dealing with the Pisces Virgo eclipses since for about the last, what, 18 months or so, and since September of 2024. And I, as a Pisces rising, and I know all my friends who are Pisces sun and rising are happy that this is over, Lisa.
Yeah, I will not regret, the end of this chapter. I just want to make sure that we do a good service for people to help them wrap up this chapter because we're setting a new 18 and a half year cycle in place. And eclipses are always such a good mechanism to release, right? But I'm going to let you touch on more. Let's have you hit them with some of the high points of this eclipse, and I'll just add in as we go.
Oh, you bet. I'm excited too because it's pretty potent, right? We have the at the same time. So the eclipse will happen on the 28th, and the day before, Lisa, is we're having a Mercury Sun Kazemi. They're conjoining in Virgo. So where Mercury is at its exaltation in Virgo. And so what's happening is the clarity that we're going to get from that Kazemi, that conjunction, is going to be very, very clear. So by the time we get to the, it actually happens about 11 hours after the Kazemi is when we have the full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces. And a few hours after that is when we have the square with Uranus. So there is so much going on with this full moon lunar eclipse. A lot of energy because, of course, the sun and Mercury are opposing the moon, and at the same time, Uranus is throwing a little wrench into it, giving us breakthroughs and new information and lightning strikes where we didn't know existed. But because of that Kazemi, we'll know what to do.
Well, and there's freedom. Uranus always, frees us up of our illusions, the places where we have not had the light of day, right? It's like it gives you that lightning bolt of what it lights up the scenario so that you can't unsee what you see. And this is really about with that Pisces Virgo, it's the ideal in Pisces and the real in Virgo, and how you start with what's real and help it evolve into more of the ideal. Or you can suffer over just comparing the fact that the ideal is not where you start. So it really is that simple. And look back over the last couple of years and really see where your ideal versus your real and how you dealt with it has been a way that either opens you up to possibilities or shuts you down. Now, shutting you down is not the same thing as holding a healthy boundary. A healthy boundary shows people the front door of how to enter. It's not about putting a boundary down to keep out the unwanted. It's about teaching people how to walk in. And if they aren't willing to walk in through the front door, they don't get entrance. That's not pushing people away. That's shaping your ideal connections in any way. So, take it away.
Yeah, well, then the 2 weeks are going to be pretty exciting. It's almost like an arc, Lise.
Wow.
Like the full moon was almost like the reveal. The Kazemi was us. We know what to do, and then we have the Mars square Saturn on the first, which is going to. It's going to absolutely definitely. We want to go forward. Like Mars is the gas, and Saturn is the brake. So we're going to be forced to know how fast we can go during that square between Mars and Saturn.
And
That's on the first.
it's a great opportunity to just Yeah, Saturn retrograde in Aries can be where impulse takes you in a direction that's a momentary choice, not a good long-range choice. Okay,
Perfect.
so it's like really look at that big picture. What do you want most versus what do you want now?
Well, it keeps rolling because on the 31st, between the 31st and the 2nd, so after we have this Mars Saturn square, we have the Jupiter trining Saturn. So this is going to give us, this is almost like our dreams get structure, our expansion gets a foundation. We're allowed to dream knowing that it's based on a solid set of circumstances, and that's what that trine does.
It's what you're willing to show up for. You are worth your time. And if it doesn't feel worth your time, then maybe it was an impulse and not a true heart's desire.
And you know what makes it real during that time too? The moon will be in Taurus, so where it is exalted, and it's going to build a great foundation for that dream or whatever expansion that trine with Jupiter is going to provide.
Well, and when it meets up with Chiron, it helps to show you where you may have been making choices from a wounded perspective rather than an integrated whole that says, well, that is what happened, but that's not what I want going forward. So, how can I act in a way that gets me closer to what I want most?
And just a quick note, Lisa. I typically, in the past, I have not included the moon lunations during our aspect in my reports, but I really decided to kind of put them back into the daily report only because a lot of times it's only the moon that is being aspected. There's many times that the other cosmos, the planets are not being aspected at all, and it's just moon. So that moon, as you mentioned, it every two days that it's going to change signs, but that gives us a flavor of our mood, if you will, depending upon what sign it's in.
Yes, and it's our moon is our moon. You know, it's what we love and what we fear losing. And just like the from the dark to the light, you know, we've got a range of emotion. So,
So by the fourth, the third and fourth, Lisa, the moon finally in Gemini, where it's very active, it's going to conjunct Uranus, and this is the breakthrough. Remember, during the full moon we had in Pisces, it was the square. The sun was square with Uranus in that full moon, and now the moon is conjoining Uranus in Gemini,
everything's
and
good
that's going to
for
provide a breakthrough of information.
Oh, what I love about that is Gemini is, remember, the two twins. One is immortal, one is human. So it's like you're really going to have an opportunity to see where are your thoughts looking at what will, you know, last versus what is the impulse of the moment? Where is the mood? So it's going to give you the ability to look at your own story through the eyes of both the divine perspective that says, oh, everything really can work for my advantage when I work with it. I don't like it. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying that I can work with it rather than sitting there trying to change something that's already happened, but we have no power. This is where Pisces can fall with that Pisces eclipse. Can fall into powerlessness. Well, I can't change that. You know, it's like, no, you can't, but you can always change how you see things, how you say things, how you show up, or how you walk away. And that moon going over Uranus where it squared the eclipse really gives you fresh data for that. Fresh inspiration for how to see it differently and how to do it differently so that you're not feeling stuck.
Good words. So, Lisa, we're marching toward the new moon in Virgo on the 10th, but before we get there, on the 5th and 6th, the moon goes into its home in Cancer for those 2 days. And now we'll feel that decision. We'll feel internally that decision that we made during the full moon lunar eclipse, that the thing that we need to shed, that Uranus was able to provide that information for us. Now we'll feel it internally.
It can really help you land in the space that says, I make I make myself safe in any given moment. You know, and it's one that helps dial down, if you allow it, dials down some of the defensiveness and instead helps you find words and opportunities and connections where you can ask for what you want and need or share what you're feeling so that you make it safe for yourself. And that's so important because it's when people are triggered and in fear, that's when some of our worst behavior happens. So it's such a nice arc, you know, and then land, you know, at that cancer point where you literally bring these aha moments home, like living you.
So again, we're marching toward the new moon in Virgo, but before we get there, the Leo moon on the 7th and 8th conjoins Jupiter. And this is again about expansion. This is us now, you know, again, we have the arc from release now to expansion. We're moving forward with the what we set out to do on the full moon.
Yeah. And moon conjunct Jupiter can give us a little bit of ego inflation, but guess what? You need a little bit of ego to help you bridge the gap as you expand into the new. You do. Okay. What you want to watch for is over inflation.
Right.
Right. That's right. A tricky little thing that your brainstem does, where if it can get you to bite off more than you can chew, you're going to fail. And then it goes see and tries to squeeze you back down into familiar space. So use your ego wisely to help you go. It's like, well, it's, I don't know that I can do this, but I know that I'm worth risking trying this, or I'm going to share myself. I'm going to be brave. I'm going to be unique and authentic and me and find my people. And I will deal with it if it's not well received. That's a good use of Jupiter, you know, Moon, Jupiter, Leo. It's like, okay, you can do this, you know, and be your own cheerleader. So it's like, that way you're well prepped to take these risks. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, finally, we get to September 10th, the Virgo new moon. And as I remind everyone, new moons are new beginnings, what we initiate. And full moons, the eclipse, is what we let go of, we close. And so this Virgo new moon, Lisa, this is a two-week eclipse story that caps with this new beginning. And it's what has been revealed from the eclipse can now be turned into a plan. And that new moon is going to give us the preciseness that Virgo brings to initiate our plan.
Really make the ideal real over the next 18 and a half years, because this is the first new moon in Virgo absent an eclipse.
Yes.
Okay. So in other words, this new moon starts a whole new 18 and a half year cycle. So, and it's, you know, again, it's functionally square to Uranus, even if it's not exact. And so it really can help you free yourself up from the old story or the limits of the old story, incorporate what you learned, and start a whole new chapter where you know that you can be in service of making your ideal real, step by step, no matter what happens. It's not what happens to you, it's what you do with it. And you can sculpt it, you can mold it. Yeah. I mean, that's a worthy goal for any of us, right?
Agreed.
Well, we promised down and dirty. There you go.
I know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect before my computer crashes. Perfect eclipse story, right? Mercury eclipse.
But, yeah, that Kazemi is working overtime for you right now. It's happening. It's what time is it? It perfects like today. I don't know what time, but we may be in the middle of it right now.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm not going to be able to go forward, but I don't think with this computer. So,
right.
But meanwhile, I'm so glad and grateful. Thank you with all you've got going on. Big cabaret show this month.
That's right.
Thank you for showing up and tag teaming in with me. I really appreciate it always.
Of course, Lisa, it's a pleasure to be with you and doing these podcasts. It takes me away, and I love getting into the weeds with these aspects. It's really fun. It helps me plan my week out, and I know what's coming. And I encourage everyone, and Lisa and I can help you to please get your natal chart done. Please understand where these energies are going to show up in your life. And to do that, you need to know what houses they are participating in. So, and you can only know that by getting your natal chart done. So please reach out to either Lisa or myself and get and know you intimately your natal chart.
By all means, I recommend it. And as always, it is a pleasure to be with you and a pleasure to be with you, Mike. Thank you all of those who join us for this. And stay tuned for a whole new reset on our new moon in Virgo when next we come to you. So.
September 10th, we're coming for you. Thank you, Lisa, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you in 2 weeks.